Yes, after a while. It was Croft had started service.
And there was a harmonium?
Oh, yes. The farmers at Nether Lodge, they were Methodists, but they went and they provided a harmonium for service.
And you went there every Sunday?
No, I don't think it was every Sunday. No.
Can you tell me about, you had some prisoners of war here?
Oh, yes. The first one was an Italian. They had to come to, when they take prisoners, to work to pay for the war. And he would be here about 2 years. And then he was drafted back to Italy. And then we were replaced with a German who was a sergeant. And, you know, he used to be able to throw his voice. And cows used to be on the yard and he'd be shouting them and frightening us nearly to death at first. But anyhow, he was a good worker and a good man, and that's who we keep in touch with now.
And you're still writing to him now?
Yes, yes.
George Schweinsberg.
Schweinsberg.
Schweinsberg, yeah.
Düsseldorf he lives. I've been there to his home.
And didn't he used to be good at electricity?
Yes, he was a baker by trade.
Didn't he help you out somehow? I seem to remember you saying that he helped you out.
Well, he had to go back, you know, when his time, done his 2 years. And they replaced us with a young German prisoner who was a real Nazi. And it was him that was more electricianified.
Because you didn't have electricity in those days, did you?
Oh, no, with a windmill.
Tell us about it, do you know?
It was just up there, and there was an engineered cooling house, but it wasn't a success, there wasn't enough wind.
You surprise me for here. So when did electricity come?
1956, I think it was. And they wanted... It was going to cost $23,000 to bring it from Horton to Riblead. It was Riblead Quarry they were wanting it. And we had to pay so much a quarter for having it as well, you see, till it was paid off.
And you did?
Yes.
But it must have made your life very different.
Oh, yes.
And you, what sort of jobs did you do on the farm?
All sorts.
I know you made butter.
Oh, yes, I made butter.
How did you do it?
In a churn.
But you used to have a machine, didn't you?
No, I didn't have a butter maker. No, I made it in a bowl, you see, a butter bowl.
And was that just for the family, or...?
Well, it was wartime with plenty of people wanting. I know we had a... You know, I used to get a barrel of treacle to put onto the silo. And people used to come up from Shellside to take it. It was awful stuff. And they used to bake with it. And they'd ask you if you'd any fat or anything to spare.
Because they were short of food.
Oh, they were hard put to it, but more than we were.
And didn't you have to plough the land?
Oh, yes. And we'd plough the best part, that was worst of it.
And what happened?
Well, some years it wasn't a success, you know, and other years it was all right. And you had to have your corn threshed and you'd thresh in days. and an engine would come round, and they let you have so much rations for that day.
So what did you grow? Because it's very high up here, it's over 1,000 foot, isn't it?
Well, we grew wheat well first, and then it had to go on to potatoes and turnips, you see. It had to be rotated, don't it?
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then we ended up with it growing kale to feed lambs off, you know.
And how did you get the stuff out of here? Did it go by rail?
The
corn and the potatoes.
No, you took your corn to a mill to grind. You know, when you'd had threshing machine, you had your oats. When you'd your